Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Well, isn't that interesting? Oprah Winfrey, yes, that Oprah Winfrey, who is 70 now, and thinner than ever. That last picture we saw of her at the opening of Color Purple, I think she looked tremendous. She'd lost all kinds of weight, looks thinner than ever. And she's on the Weight Watchers board. She's counting points at Weight Watchers. She's been part of Weight Watchers since 2015. Then she's battled weight, you know, over her long career. Listen, I struggle with weight gain and loss my entire life as well. I understand the struggle. But she admitted that, you know what? It's not just Weight Watchers. I do have some weight loss drugs that I use that, help me along. Oh, yeah, well, it's a maintenance thing. That's all. I mean, it's Weight Watchers. It's a maintenance thing. No, it's not. Now, she said that those who use Ozempic to lose weight are taking an easy way out. Now, she may still mean that, but she also took the easy way out. So the subscription service Sequence that Weight Watchers paid to acquire, $106 million, by the way, they prescribe Ozempic and other drugs for weight loss. Huh, isn't that interesting. So she is now going to step away from being on the board of Weight Watchers. Now, I guess she had been selling off some of her stocks with Weight Watchers. So she roughly now has, I guess, 10%. Or she's sold 10% of her stake, so she just has 1% of the company now, which is only worth, I don't know, $12 million or something like that, which she's going to donate because she's stepping away from the board. But really, that's nice of her to donate the money, and we all appreciate it, and you're doing a great thing. I guess she's going to donate it to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Who doesn't love the National Museum of African American History and Culture? But she's stepping away from the board because, well, she lied. She uses more than just the Weight Watchers point system to lose weight. All she had to do was tell the truth, and yet, no. Oh, what a wicked web we weave when first we try to deceive. So Weight Watchers International trading numbers went down by 27% yesterday. So they've got some work to do. Thanks, Oprah. We appreciate it. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. What bugs me is that all she had to do was tell the truth. You know, Weight Watchers works. You use Weight Watchers and the point system, and it helps you maintain your weight. But if you need that extra help, that's what we have our subscription service for. And they also will go ahead and prescribe a weight loss drug to help you and help you maintain and get over that hump. But no. She had to, Ozempic, those people are taking the easy way out. I can't believe people would do that. Well, yeah, I did it, but, I'm different, and that's for me, not you. Why lie? It just doesn't make any sense. I know it makes sense. It's all about the money. I get it. And she's made a whole bunch of money, and she's thinking she's looking great because she's donating $12 million. Okay, what about the few hundred million, or maybe even more than that you made in the past few years from Weight Watchers? What about that? Are you donating all of that? No? Oh, okay. I was just checking. I want to also say that I did not give Sopranos, former Sopranos actress, Andrea DiMatteo, enough credit yesterday when talking about her. I got sidetracked talking about the Sopranos and my favorite episode, the long-term parking. That's the episode where she gets killed. But I hate to spoil it for you. I know. It's spoiler alert for that episode of the Sopranos. But I was continuing to read about her and her OnlyFans account, and how this OnlyFans account has helped her keep her house and help her take care of her mother. And they've started a clothing line with her son. And she talked about freedom from anything that makes you feel caged in, whether this is a mental illness or physical illness or an ideology. God knows ideologies were pushed forward in the last 3 years that have not helped society. Amen, Dre. Amen. Well, she also, the reason that she was broke and only had $10 in her bank account and they were about to foreclose on her home, and the reason that she moved to OnlyFans and started making money on OnlyFans was because she couldn't get work in Hollywood because she wouldn't get the COVID vaccine. Isn't that interesting? Huh. That's all I'm saying. Huh. Anyway, I didn't give Drea DiMatteo enough credit. Good for her. All right. For those of you listening live, today is the 29th of February, 2024. That's right. Leap day. I'm sure you haven't heard that yet. it's only observed every 4 years with the Gregorian calendar, because the extra day serves as a technical function. Its uniqueness prompts celebrations around the world, especially by the estimated 5 million leaplings born on this rare day. So leap years are necessary, according to the experts, because the Earth takes slightly longer than 365 days to revolve around the sun, roughly 5 hours and 48 minutes more. So for millennia, agricultural societies using a solar calendar to schedule plantings and harvests saw the seasons drift over time and instituted the extra day to compensate. The Romans made the current leap year approach official under Julius Caesar, but that calendar was overhauled 1,500 years later by Pope Gregory VIII because the seasons had drifted off by roughly 10 days. So the Pope, he took care of it. So that's why we have, you know, the leap day. I don't remember if we talked about it here on Chewing or if I talked about it during the Fat Five, during Pat Gray Unleashed, but I mentioned that Wendy's is planning their Uber-style surge pricing, where burger prices are going to fluctuate based on demand. Wendy's CEO Kirk Tanner announced the new system on a call with investors, noting the Ohio-based company will invest $20 million in a high-tech menu boards that will be able to update prices in real time without incurring additional overhead costs. And he said that they were going to test the rollout next year, and we're going to try to, you know, charge more money when we're the busiest. Oh, as we continue to show the benefit of this technology. This is just for company stores. I'm sure the affiliates will come along because they're just going to see what this dynamic pricing model can mean to their business. And I said that there's no way that this is going to happen. There's just no way that people are going to allow this. Well, here we go, because Wendy's now has backtracked from that comment from CEO Kirk Tanner, and they say, whoa, we do not have plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. That's what you said. I'm not sure if we listened to the same call or not, but that's what you said. But no, we're not doing that. We have backed off of that. No, we're sorry. I know I said we would test features like that, but what I really meant was that we would probably use this dynamic pricing to lower prices when we were the busiest, not raise them. Oh my gosh. How did you get that wrong? There was no way that they were going to allow that. I mean, people were having a fit, and they should have. Look, Wendy's, I don't know. Wendy's is, it ain't cheap. You can quote me on that. Wendy's ain't cheap. In fact, according to this story, it's the most expensive fast food chain in the U.S. And yes, no question. I remember the last time I pulled through a Wendy's drive-thru, and you just order what you normally do at a Wendy's, right? You get, you know, your singles, your doubles, your fries, whatever, your Frosties. And, all right, thank you. That'll be $48.20. That'll be $54.30. What the heck am I? Okay. I should have just went to the grocery store and went home and made some dinner. I mean, it's incredible. So anyway, I just love the fact that I just want you to know that I was right when I said there's no way this will stand. It just won't stand. People won't have it. And they won't, because they've already backtracked.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I see where Macy's is set to close 150 stores, 30% of its namesake chain, as a new CEO takes the helm, and he's got to put his mark on the business. They're going to shut down 150 stores, 30% of its U.S. namesake chain, as they tighten and focus on luxury under the new executive chief. So they said that the closures will take place over the next 3 years. It's going to free up as much as $750 million worth of real estate assets as the department store chain focuses on growing its luxury brands. So during the same 3 years, Macy's plans to add 15 new outposts of its higher-end Bloomingdale stores, as well as 30 Blue Mercury locations. That's its luxury cosmetics brand. I don't know that I've seen a Blue Mercury store with the luxury cosmetic brand. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. And the company will also upgrade its existing Macy's locations, the ones that we keep open, and the smaller ones will, you know, we'll clean those up too. But we're closing 150 of them. So this is the latest downsizing from Macy's. They had 870 stores at one point, and then I think they were down to 643. So now we're going to be down to below 500. Okay. But we're going to work on the higher end stores like Blue Mercury, which it bugs me. I haven't seen a Blue Mercury location for their cosmetic brand, and I want to see one. So if you work for Macy's, man, does it suck to be you. And I don't blame. We have so many companies that are laying off people now because of, you know, the issues with the economy and what's happening in this country and really around the world. But there are times when you really have to move. And when you absolutely positively have to buy or sell a home, let's face it, I mean, sometimes you just have to. You want real estate agents I trust on your side. Look, it's a company that Glenn started a number of years ago because he was tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents. And he figured, you know what? Other people are probably tired of dealing with incompetent real estate agents as well. Because let's face it, buying and selling homes sucks. It's a lot of work. It can be confusing, and you don't want to be making a lot of mistakes in this economy. You don't want to make a lot of mistakes even in a good economy, let alone an economy that's really struggling. The agents that they work with are the best in your area. They're top sellers. They know the lay of the land and the best practices to get you and your family where you need to go, whether it's across the street or, you know, across the country. Most of these agents are fans of the show, so fans of this network, so you'll have a little something in common starting out. Do yourself and your family a favor and check them out. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. You know, really, I mean, the name kind of says it all. Real Estate Agents I Trust. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com. I mean, let's say you hit the lotto. You're going to be moving. So you're going to want to get a hold of realestateagentsitrust.com. So we have the Mega Millions drawing tomorrow, Friday the 1st of March, 2024. That jackpot is worth $607 million, $286.9 million cash payout. And then we have the Powerball drawing, which is Saturday the 2nd of March, $443 million is the jackpot, $210.3 million cash payout. I started following these because there hasn't been a winner in quite some time in either one, Mega or Home. So as soon as we get a winner, you know, I'll let it go. But I can't let it go until someone wins the jackpot, and it better be me. I mean, I want you to win. I do want you to win. And, you know, if you win, good for you. I'm happy for you. But I'm not as happy as I'll be if I win. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. A few lawsuits are abounding in the entertainment industry. First, let's start with Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Holmes. He's being sued for alleged sexual harassment and assault by Rodney Lil Rod Jones, who says he worked on Combs' latest album, the Love album, Off the Grid, between 2022 and 2023. During that time, Jones alleged Combs groped him and forced him to solicit sex workers and perform sex acts with him. The lawsuit also accused Combs of running a RICO enterprise, alleging his son and staff did nothing to stop the harassment or illegal activity. Jones, who says he wasn't compensated for his work on the album, is seeking just $30 million in damages. This is the fifth lawsuit in the past year accusing Combs of sexual harassment. Now, to be fair, a lawyer for Combs called the Jones suit pure fiction. So we shall see. Then we have Kanye West. Yes, in the news again. He's being sued by Donna Summer's estate. You know, you figure you're done. Donna's, we lost her and we've moved on. No, the estate says no. So Kanye is being sued because he used an uncleared sample of her music on his new album. Court documents show that the Queen of Disco denied Kanye's request to sample the 1977 hit I Feel Love. So he has not, Ye has not commented, and I said Kanye because that's the headline in the story, but his name is Ye, and I apologize for dead naming Ye. But that's the story. The BBC actually was the one that dead named him. I just read it. The song appeared on this album, Vultures 1, earlier this month, but has since been removed from streaming services. An attorney for Summer's estate claims an entity called Alien Music, representing West, approached him on January 31st, a week before the release of the rapper's album, to request clearance to sample the disco hit. The request was denied because they said there would be a potential degradation to Summer's legacy. Okay. You calm down with that. As West is known as a controversial public figure whose conduct has led numerous brands and business partners to disassociate from him. Yeah, but, you know, Donna, I think people are okay. We're not bad-mouthing Donna because she's on part of a Ye song, okay? So the attorney claims that Ye attempted to use a sound-alike of the song instead of the original to get around the denied request, but says it's still copyright infringement. So the album was removed a few days later, re-uploaded without the track. Lawsuit claims the song has harmed the estate and it was streamed millions of times. So the lawsuit filed against Ye, his record label and collaborator Ty Dolla $ign is asking for damages and an injunction to block further distribution of the song. Yeah, Donna died back in 2012. So, you know, we shall see what happens with that. It's interesting. You know, Ozzy Osbourne blocked Ye from sampling an 83 live version of Sabbath's Iron Man on his Vultures 1 album. And despite denying the request, Ye just used a sample of a song during a listening party for the new album. That's awesome. So we'll see. I mean, Ye's just doing what he wants to do. I mean, you don't want me to use your song? Tough. I'm going to use it anyway. We'll see how those lawsuits end up. And then we have our main man, or your main man, actor Gerard Depardieu, is facing another sexual assault complaint. Man, they will not leave this guy alone. He's just an actor trying to work, and they will not leave him alone, okay? It's another complaint of sexual assault, this time from a movie decorator who alleges he groped her during filming in 2021. In the complaint to the Paris prosecutor's office, the 53-year-old decorator alleges that Depardieu grabbed her and kneaded her waist, stomach, and breasts during filming for Les Voleurs, or the Green Shutters movie that they were working on. Other people intervened to stop him. That's what they claimed. So they just won't leave this guy alone. Now, I know this is going to come as a surprise, but the attorneys for the 75-year-old Gerard Depardieu did not immediately respond to emailed requests for comment, and their offices weren't available to talk on the phone. Yeah, it must have been some phone issues. I know. So Gerard Depardieu has also been accused by more than a dozen other women of harassing, groping, or sexually assaulting them. He was handed a preliminary rape and sexual assault charge in 2020 following allegations from actor Charlotte Arnaud. Now, Depardieu denies any wrongdoing. And in an open letter in October, he said, "I have never, ever abused women." So, how about that? I mean, this guy's an icon in France. And that's a problem, too, because Emmanuel Macron, the president, has, you know, talked about how much he loves Gerard Depardieu. And people are like, are you like a rapist, a molester, a groper? These are just alleged. These are just alleged things. Just because they were alleged doesn't mean they actually happened, right? Right. Oh, and Ariana Grande said that the bootlegged songs that were leaked, she's going to release revamped versions of those bootlegged songs. And she said, as far as the leakers are concerned, "I'll see you in jail." Okay. Ariana's a little unhappy that tracks from her new LP or her new release were leaked early, and she is not having any of it. And I don't blame her. She said, "Thank you so much." These songs included a demo called "Fantasize" that ended up on TikTok without my consent and went viral throughout much of last year. Thank you so much. I'll see you in jail, literally. Before adding that the positive reaction to the pop tracks has soundtracked over 130,000 videos on the video platform, led her to include reworked versions of them for her new record. It was like a parody of this girl group vibe, but the fans loved it. It's also corny, but it's okay. I took the note, and I kind of gave them Ariana's version of that on the album. They're completely different now, so although you've heard them because you stole them, they're very different now. So if you stole them, lay low. Don't let anybody know it was you.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Who died today? Who died today? Well, aside from my voice and my nasal passages, Richard Lewis. Richard Lewis, the comedian, actor, dead at the age of 76. Very sad. Richard was, I mean, he was a funny guy. He's a really funny stand-up guy. He's on this latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. His wife was thanking everyone for their support. He had been dealing with Parkinson's disease. He died at his home in Los Angeles after a heart attack. I don't know what caused the heart attack. It doesn't say. So don't look at me like that. It couldn't have been that. Otherwise, they would have said that. Am I right? Yeah, of course I am. His friend Larry David, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, said, Richard and I were born 3 days apart in the same hospital, and for most of my life, he's been like a brother to me. He had a rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest. But today, he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. Very sad. I mean, he was alongside Richard Pryor and George Carlin and Andy Kaufman and Richard Belzer, Elaine Boozler. He was with all of them. He's been on Carson, David Brenner. He's done all the, he did The Diary of a Young Comic. He did HBO specials and Showtime specials, Comic Relief charitable fundraisers. He did the sitcom Anything But Love. I mean, I love Richard Lewis. Very sad to say that Richard Lewis has departed this earth. Richard Lewis dead at the age of 76. Then we have Eddie Driscoll, the actor best known for his roles on Mad Men, Entourage, Sex and the City. He's one of those guys where you would you'd know him if you saw him. He has passed away at the age of 60. He was battling stomach cancer for quite some time now. So rest in peace, Eddie Driscoll, dead from stomach cancer at the age of 60. Now, it says here that he's been battling it for months. But what's strange about this story is it says that he died in December. Why are we just finding out about this now? I don't understand. He said that he suffered a saddle pulmonary embolism. That doesn't sound like stomach cancer, which is a life-threatening condition characterized by a large blood clot that lodges at the bifurcation of the pulmonary artery, obstructing blood flow to both lungs. Huh, that does not sound like stomach cancer. That sounds like it could have been caused well by that, but it doesn't say that. It just... You know, so it can't be that, but it does sound like it could be that. I don't understand why we're just finding out about this now, but we are. So rest in peace, Eddie Driscoll, dead at the age of 60 last year, dying last year. But still, I guess, rest in peace. One more who died today, Buddy Duras. Buddy Duras, who starred alongside Robert Pattinson in the Safdie Brothers 2017 crime thriller Good Time, has died. He was 38. According to this, he did... No. It was a cardiac arrest, but it was from a drug cocktail. It wasn't that. They say here it was because of... They actually say it was cardiac arrest from a drug cocktail. Very sad. So, Buddy Duras, dead at the age of 38. All right, then we have a person who should have been in Who Died Today, but he was not. In Idaho, the execution of the longest-serving death row inmate has been canceled. Thomas Creech, 73, been on death row since 1981 when he pled guilty to killing a fellow prisoner. He's also been convicted a total of four other murders in Idaho, California, and Oregon. While in custody, he told investigators that he may have murdered as many as 42 people by the time he was 24, though that number, according to this article, remains in doubt. Yeah, you never know. Once you start killing people, you just, am I supposed to keep track? I mean, I know that I killed somebody and they're over there. I buried him over there. In fact, I might not even have buried him. I just left him. So there's no way. We just don't know. That's why that number remains in doubt. Now, over the years, his execution, this Thomas Creech, who is now 73, has been authorized on 12 separate occasions. We cannot get rid of this guy. So Idaho, I know, has a firing squad, but they claim that we don't have the facilities. Remember, I think it's South Carolina or North. One of the Carolinas had to build a whole new facility, but they're ready. They're ready if you choose to have the firing squad. So anyway, officials at the Idaho Maximum Security Institution in Kuna, Love that place. Began the process to execute Creech via lethal injection. Witnesses were brought into the proper chamber. Handful of protesters, many of them identifying as Christians. Yeah, stood. Although I hate those Christians, man. Wow, how dare they? Now I disagree. I think we should have the death penalty. But you know, if you disagree, that's fine. You should be able to, you know, protest. They stood outside and demonstrated against the proceedings. And there are plenty of people that believe we should not have capital punishment. I am not one. So it took 45 minutes for them to realize, yeah, you know, we can't establish an IV line. What are we going to do? We just keep poking this guy and we can't find a vein. So instead of, I don't know, just stabbing him with it as far as you could and then pushing the poison in. Now, that would be too. That is unconscionable. We can't do something like that. So the death warrant was allowed to expire. So in a statement from Creech's attorneys, members of the legal nonprofit Federal Defender Services of Idaho, love them, they slammed the botched execution of such a harmless old man. Okay, so he's 73. I hate to break this to you, but we have a couple of guys running for president of the United States a lot older than that. So 73 is not a harmless old man. Not in today's world. Sorry about it. I don't know what they're going to do. But according to reports, he's changed. He's developed relationships with prison staff. Yeah, he's been there since 81. Of course he's developed relationships with prison staff. He also got married 25 years ago. His wife, Leanne Creech, shared what they believed would be his last meal on Tuesday night. So in preparation for his execution, he and his wife and his religious advisor had fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, corn, dinner rolls, and ice cream. So he had a full stomach. And the prayers, I guess, were answered. The pleas for grace were answered. And they couldn't find a place to put the IV in. There was no vein. And so there was no execution in Idaho. So they'll probably just leave him. Probably take him off death row and make him just a, you know, life in prison without parole. And he will just die in prison as a harmless old man.
Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
So a couple things happening in the electronics world. I see where at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and man, I am bummed I am not there. Lenovo has unveiled a laptop, and I'm a fan of Lenovo products. They unveiled a laptop concept with a transparent screen that allows users to see through the device. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. Lenovo describes the ThinkBook transparent display laptop concept, also referred to as Project Crystal, as the industry's first laptop with a 17.3-inch micro LED transparent display. Okay, I guess. It features a display with adjustable transparency and a detachable see-through base that can be used as a keyboard or a tablet. So instead of physical buttons, keys are projected onto the smooth, flat surface of nano-optical glass. All right. I guess it's kind of cool. I don't know why I would need it, but it just looks cool. So that's a proof of concept device. Showed off at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. I see there where Samsung is betting on users being more comfortable sleeping with a ring rather than one of its Galaxy smartwatches. So if you like your health, Samsung thinks you should put on a Galaxy Ring. This too happened at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Why was I not invited to the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona? This is very disappointing to me. So the first Gen Ring will measure heart rate, breathing, and movement during sleep. You'll be able to get one sometime this year in platinum, silver, gold, or ceramic black. So they're also developing non-invasive glucose monitoring and blood pressure sensing for its wearables. So we'll get we're going to get some big news, maybe more news as the week continues from the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. Now, this makes Samsung like the first tech giant to enter the electronic ring game. So I guess there was a big startup in Finland, Oura. O-U-R-A, and Apple is reportedly mulling whether to start in encircling fingers as well, probably at Tiffany prices. Yeah, for sure. I mean, Apple just announced that they were going to cancel their decade-long project to develop autonomous electric vehicles. Oh, really? Interesting. So they're going to give up electric vehicles. Interesting. I see where Mercedes-Benz said that, we said that we were going to have just EVs by 2030. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to do that. Yeah, we said that, but sure, the global auto industry is feeling, a little weakish on the whole electric future. Really, isn't that interesting? But I will say that at least Apple will have some extra money to spend on your new Apple Health Ring. It is interesting, though, that these companies are backing off their electric vehicles now because here's the deal. Nobody wants them. Okay, sales are plummeting, and we don't have the energy to use it. You're not powering your EV from a windmill. But businesses are starting to come on board with charging stations everywhere. Walmart plans to install thousands of chargers at its stores, including Sam's Club locations, by 2030. IKEA embarked on a similar venture in 2022. Kohl's has more than 375 charging stations at 170 stores, while select Macy's stores have been EV-friendly since 2014. Yeah, those stores are closing down. So if the stores close down, can you still pull in and charge your car? I don't know. Gas stations are investing in chargers that can get drivers back on the road in 20 to 30 minutes. We'll see if that actually works. And how far are you going to go after the 20 to 30 minutes? That's interesting. And we're putting in all these chargers, and companies are now backing off on how many EVs are going to be out there because while they say that they had record sales, sales are not very good. People want gas-powered vehicles. So we'll see. And we also have charging stations in front of stores that the companies are closing again. So yeah, that's where we're at. That is where we're at. All right, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go figure out something to do with this clogged up face of mine. So I'll leave you with it's a joke, a thought, an inquiry of the day that I had asked of me. So we'll see. You know, maybe you have the answer. You can email me at chewingthefat@theblaze.com, or you can, direct message me on X at JeffyJFR. Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. You can, always, as I said, email the show, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can also order a cameo from me. As long as I'm promoting, I might as well promote them all. At JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. That's not free, but you can order a cameo. And just let me know whether you want me to be, happy, glad, sad, mad, or mean. And I'm happy to do it. I just did a birthday greeting to the guy that won 3 in a row, What's the Lies. Happy birthday to Terry. Terry Steen, he holds the record as the most consecutive wins on What's the Lie. Just did a cameo for him from his wife. So happy birthday to Terry. Here's your thought, inquiry, joke of the day. My wife just sent me a text that said, "You're great." And it's spelled Y-O-U-R. So naturally, I wrote back, "No, You're great, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. She's been walking around all happy and smiling. Should I tell her I was just correcting her grammar or just leave it? Pretty sure this is just a hint from me. And, you know, maybe you could, you know, have a better answer, but I would just leave it be. And you can quote me on that. Leave it be.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.